of Cardiff's game.
Hi, I was calling regarding something I received in the mail to get some more information about it.
Okay, give me one second here, please. All right. Did you have a reservation code there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready when you are.
2311 2101 0044 7217.
Alrighty, is this Teddy's Lawn and Landscape?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I have Brent Teddy down as the owner, is that accurate?
Yes.
Alright. And are you dialing me off of the office line there for the business?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Sorry, bear with me just a second. And I'm sorry, I don't think I caught your name. Who am
Tracy.
I speaking with? Tracy. Alright, Tracy. Alrighty, let me just confirm some information real quick and we'll answer any questions you have. I have billing address down as 12725 Levin Road, Livonia, Michigan, 48150.
Correct.
Okay, and as far as the business classification goes, are you guys an LLC, sole prop?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, perfect. How long have you been in business there?
He started in 96.
1990, about 20 years. Okay.
We incorporated in 2005.
Okay. Yeah, if you could let me know what you're looking to do there, what you're inquiring about. Are you guys looking at some equipment? Are you looking at some capital for the business?
We're looking at equipment. Right now, immediately trailers.
Okay. And how many were you looking to bring on there?
I think it's like 4 to 5. The total is about 40,000.
So 4 to 5 trailers totaling 40,000. Are these new or used?
New.
Okay. All right. You guys have a vendor picked out already you're working with there?
Yeah, kind of. He's been getting price comparisons at a few of them. So
still kind of shopping around?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
He'd love to make a decision this week if he could.
Okay. And is Brent, is he 100% owner there of the business? Okay. All right. And is he looking to do this pretty soon there?
Yes.
Okay. And are these replacements there for existing ones? Is he expanding the business?
Pretty expanding. One's a replacement.
Okay.
Broke. But pretty much expanding.
And how is Brent's personal credit there?
That is the downfall. There is a business and personal bankruptcy 3 years ago. We've been out of it.
All right. And do you have any idea of has this been released, the bankruptcy?
Yeah. Yep. 3 years.
Okay.
Ago.
So it was released yeah. 3 years ago.
Yep.
Do you have any idea of a ballpark? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Since then, things have been much, much better. And
okay.
But
do you have any idea of a ballpark FICO score for him?
I do not.
Okay, and how much did the business do in gross annual sales last year?
I think it was around $2
million. Around $2 million, okay. And do you know, I mean, I don't know if you guys have discussed this at all. Has he considered maybe having a co-signer if his credit isn't all that great? Is that something that you guys have discussed? Or?
Yeah, his wife wasn't included in any of that, so she could.
Okay, how's her credit?
Pretty good, as far as I know.
Okay. And what other current loans does the business have right now?
One. Nothing else major.
Is that an equipment loan? Is that a working capital loan?
Yep. No, equipment loan.
Okay, so that's an equipment loan. Okay, so we have a couple options here. Now, it's kind of hard for me to say based off this information, as far as, because we have two programs here. We have our working capital program. We have our equipment financing program. So ideally, we'd want to get him in the equipment financing program. It's a longer term His monthly payments are going to be a little cheaper. However, you know, if that doesn't work out, you know, we always have our working capital program, which I think we could definitely get $40,000 to $50,000 freed up for the business.
Okay.
So I think the best approach here would be for me to send you applications for both. That way we can try and get them on the equipment finance program. We very, you know, it's we can deal with past bankruptcies. It's just hard without knowing like what his FICO score is to like, you know, what kind of feasibility there is there on our end. So what I'd like to do, Tracy, is send you off two applications and then request some bank statements for us to review. And that way, then, you know, we can usually get you an answer in about 1 to 2 days, you know, as far as, you know, what we can offer the business. So we work pretty quickly there.
Okay.
What is the best email for you there, Tracy?
Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at Teddy's, T-E-D-D-Y-S, landscape.com.
Okay, so I just have Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at Teddy's, T-E-D-D-Y-S, landscape.com, right?
Right.
Okay, yeah, I will shoot you off both applications. They're pretty similar. It's just that way we'll have one for, you know, we can fit him into the you know, the program that's going to be best for the business there. But regardless, I think we do have some options for him. So, yeah, I will send that off to you, Tracy. You know, it'll request the items we need to proceed as far as working on an approval. And, you know, you'll have my direct line there as, you know, the signature, my contact, if you do have any questions about the process or if Brent wants to reach out with any questions. Okay?
Sounds good.
Yep, definitely look forward to seeing what we can do for the business there, and we'll be in touch soon. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Tracy. Talk soon. You got it. Bye.